Hi, this is 251 at 82nd and Division.
251, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling in for the new SOP on passengers who state they have a medical condition for not wearing a mask. I'm just asking for your instructions on that.
Okay. Are they still comfortable boarding the bus without the mask?
Well, they might be comfortable, but are they supposed to? I mean, yeah, he doesn't care if he gets on without his mask on.
All right. As long as he's comfortable with it, again, we are informers, not enforcers. There would be no difference. This person was not an ADA person or did not have a medical condition and refused to wear a mask. You go ahead and you hit that mask refusal button, and if they're okay to ride, they are definitely allowed to ride.
Okay, so there's a new SOP, though, that said we're supposed to call you for further instructions, that you would be asking us questions and giving us further instructions, and it's my understanding that he may be offered alternate transportation. That SOP came out on the 25th.
I'm well aware of it. And I did ask you questions, and the person is okay to ride the bus. That's what you stated. You told me this person said that they were okay to ride the bus.
So what's the point of the SOP of calling in then, exactly? Because I'm tying up the bus, and nothing different is happening than... I guess I'm confused about why we're doing this, because this is... kind of a big waste of time if the instructions don't change at all.
The difference is if the person is medically frail and cannot wear a mask, and you have a fully loaded bus with a bunch of people on board that are also not wearing masks, that then puts that person into jeopardy. And that is what we are trying to avoid. If the person doesn't mind riding the bus, they ride the bus, and it's regular protocol. If they are medically frail and do not want to ride the bus, then we will make other arrangements.
So I imagine that if they didn't want to ride the bus, they wouldn't be on at the stop. But that puts the rest of us at risk, right? And so we're not concerned about that?
Two things. One, it would be no different. And again, ADA is not separate rules. It's equal rules. So if it was somebody that was not medically frail, it would be the same procedure. Person gets on, doesn't wear a mask. You indicate that the masks are available, request that they wear one. They decline. You hit the button, mask refusal. They go sit down. And the second thing is I don't make the policy. I ask all the questions to find out the particulars as best as I can and present them to you guys in a fair and equal manner.
Okay, great. So it just seems like we shouldn't even call then, because the policy doesn't really change anything.
All right, if you have policy questions, those are probably best case.